Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Is there an increase? Are we being increasingly rude to service workers? And if so, what is the reason? Dr. Ilana Slew, industrial psychologist. Good morning. Thanks for joining
us. Good morning.
How are you today?
Thank you for having me. Good. Good. And you?
I am good. So are we seeing an increase? You know, we've always, look, personally, I've always judged people by how they talk to waiters, just as a start. But are we becoming increasingly rude to people that phone us, people that we're trying to get hold of, restaurant workers, etc.? What's going on?
Howard, there's absolutely no doubt that we are. I think that part of what's going on is the endless bombardment. When you talk about the people who phone us, you know, you can get several calls a day. Half of them are automated. So there's absolutely no doubt that there is an increase. And, I mean, if we look at it from intrapersonal, what's going on inside ourselves, our psychology is complex. The interpersonal, how we've learned to behave with other people, bullying, whether it's acceptable or not, the individual situation, and certainly society. And probably the biggest impact on all of those is society. You know, if we look at the social media and the instant gratification, it's unrealistic for a human being to satisfy at the speed at which we used to technology doing so.
So that's so interesting. I was with somebody the other day and they were getting one of these clearly spam or automated calls. My approach to it is I just ignore them. I just hit red. Yeah. I don't understand why anybody needs to engage in them. So I just ignore them. But somebody, this guy, took the call almost with a deliberate intent of giving this person a hard time. And what bothered me was the guy on the woman, I don't even know who it was, on the other side of the phone, nor do I know which organization, but that person was employed. They were clearly, this is what they have to do all day, is phone people who don't seem to want their calls. And this person used it as an opportunity to give them a hard time and felt quite good about themselves, as though they had taken on this mammoth organization, which they haven't. Sure. They've just taken on one poor person who's making a call because that's their job, that is at least, giving them employment. And I thought to myself, there's something wrong with this picture. Why are we doing that?
Yeah. So, I mean, it is. People are becoming, you dehumanize. This is an instrument there to serve. You don't consider it's a single parent who's trying to get through the abuse on top of the long day and the long commute. We don't see people that way anymore. There's a very interesting book called Selfie, written by Will Storr, that talks about how we've become so self-obsessed and what it's doing to us. And that looks at the environment that we're in. And exactly what you're saying, your situation, the example you've given is horrific beyond words, and yet so many of us do it.
Yeah.
It kind of boosts the ego somehow.
But why does it? So that's the part that bothers me, is what made the person I was with, A, want to engage, and B, what made him feel better about himself by abusing a person whose job it is to phone him?
Yeah. So, I mean, the basic, as I said, psychology is very complex, so you'd have to look at that person, their situation, certainly a sense of entitlement, perception of class, a kind of impression management. You're invading my space, so I'm going to put you in your place. You know, in the same way that we wave away beggars trying to feed themselves.
And it's so interesting to me because instead of saying that, you know what, this is my space and you are invading it and therefore the easiest thing to do is not allow it, click red, or put your phone on silent and just don't answer the call, that's your easiest way of not having your space invaded. Protect yourself that way. Why become aggressive? Going to war with this person is not going to help your space, because the thousands of other calls waiting for you during the course of the next month are not going to get that message.
Yes. But it's, you know, part of it is that there's nothing to say that behavior isn't acceptable, and anger breeds anger. So you've been so bombarded that it reaches snap point that you almost wait for that call, that you can lash out at the 50 people who phoned you before. So it happens to be that poor individual.
Does this mean that we are feeling either out of control in our own lives, or, I mean, what does it say about us when we behave that way?
So absolutely, a sense of control and trying to control your environment. It says that we lack empathy, we lack respect, for other people. And very simply, we can only see things from where we sit. You know, so often I've had the opposite experience to you, where I've been blown away at how nice people are to the person on the other side of the phone, and they're not going to buy. And many times it's actually just your mood at the time. It really is how you're feeling at that particular moment in time.
Mm.
So, you know, is that sugar low? Are you just irritable? And there's the power. The person with the money has the power. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. I'll take my business elsewhere.
I just always think about the fact that this person on the other side, and really I hate these calls. I detest these calls.
Yes.
So I'm certainly not suggesting that we welcome them. I mean, I've given you my answer. I just don't answer them.
Yes.
But I just keep thinking of this person that is making call after call to person who doesn't want to receive them. So either they're doing what I do, which is ignore it, or they are going to be at varying levels of rude to them. Imagine doing that all day, every day. And then, you know, it's got to chip away at your soul.
Mm, yeah, absolutely soul destroying. And, you know, if there was some kind of even media, like you're doing at the moment, it says stop and think about the person on the other side.
Well, that's really all we're trying to do. It's all we can do is ask listeners to just think about that for a minute. And it doesn't negate, it doesn't mean that these calls are pleasant, because they really are unbearable. And I'm not sure what happened to Poppy, because it certainly doesn't seem to have made any difference. It's actually only gotten worse, I think, than better. So I'm not defending it, and I'm not suggesting it's great. But I just do think that we need to think about the person at the other side of that phone call. Dr. Ilana Slew, unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Industrial psychologist talking to us about the increase in people lashing out at service workers.